So guess what, boys?
Yo.
Public service announcement here. K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. And the big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. You know, a lot of our listeners here like the THC, and this is a real deal THC. Not the garbage they sell at the gas stations. The stuff in the gas stations is garbage.
Yeah.
So it is super potent, like THC on steroids. It's a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. It's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You know what it's perfect for? Halftime of the football game. So you can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, and energy drink, whatever you want. The mix with the energy drink is fantastic, by the way. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. Go to getblitzed.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. That's GET-blitzed, BLITZED.com. I've been using this product. Great for watching football, gotta admit. Great for watching hockey. Great for watching TV. Great for watching the soccer games in the morning. Great for after the gym if you want to wind down. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitzed now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That ain't cheap. Order, enjoy, let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com about your experience. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GetBlitzed.com. Great product. I love the t-shirts, too.
Yeah, I love the t-shirt, too. The Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, it's funny because, you know, when he first wanted us to bring Get Blitzed aboard, you know, he sent us all a sample. And I got cherry. And actually, I used it. I used the whole bottle, you know, just video games or even, you know, watching a movie like Disco said. And now I'm a paid customer. That's how much, you know, I enjoyed the experience. So, yeah, it's real chill. Like Disco said, halftime of a football game, or if you're just chilling watching a movie with your girl or with friends or whatever, it's a good time, and there is no hangover, just like we mentioned in the copy. You know, you're not going to feel like you drank the night before, or you're not going to feel woozy because you smoked too much or something. You wake up fresh as a daisy.
Well, this is what I like about it. Everything from listening to music, watching TV, football games, sports, movies, everything, and it enhances everything that I'm doing. And my 10 favorite flavors are pina colada and grape. So get a glitz, get high without, you know, feeling shaky, without getting that garbage that you get at the stores or at the gas stations. This is a real deal. We all use it. We all love it. And as we said before, we're not going to endorse anything that doesn't work. So get blitz at getblitz.com. Boom.
Back with K100 Sports. Let's start off with a little bit of soccer, my friend. And it isn't women's soccer, it's men's soccer. Okay. United States team.
Okay.
Did you see the CONCACAF Nations Finals?
With them in Mexico?
Yeah.
No.
Bro, it was incredible. Some guy took out like an American flag and the Mexicans brought it down and they started to chant puto. And you know how you can't do that anymore? Yeah, they had to stop the match twice.
Because of the chant?
Because of the chants.
Oh.
Yeah. And they were throwing like cups all over the fucking field.
You know, I like that though.
Yeah.
That's like good old school heat, you know, like.
Right. And the best thing is they kept saying over the fucking public address thing, you know, to quit saying that, and the fans are just booing, and they continued to say like, what did you expect them to do? Shut up. They're mad. They're getting beat. Bro, they got blanked 2-0.
Right.
And the funniest thing is that we've beaten now Mexico in 4 consecutive regional finals, right? And remember this rivalry, how one-sided it used to be? Like the Mexicans won every match.
Uh-huh.
Bro, the last 7 games, we've beaten them.
Wow.
And so, and it was like in Texas, and like most of the fans were Mexicans, Glenn. So they were hot, you know? Bro, the U.S. has a good little team, has a really good little team.
Yeah.
Their goalie, who's a fucking legend, Memo Ochoa. Do you know who that is or no?
Well, that's kind of, you know, it's kind of interesting too, because like, you know, a lot of people, a lot of the American athletes, you know, grow up and play, you know, a lot of sports with a lot of hand-eye coordination, as opposed to like a lot of, you know, a lot of nations do play soccer. hand-feet coordination, you know, but we play a lot of hand-eye coordination, which is kind of like strange how, you know, the American soccer players aren't genetically any really different than overseas, but they grow up overseas, you know, in Europe is a playing soccer at a far younger age, far more frequently, right? But the one thing the Americans have always been good at is because of the athleticism of American athletes that play football and they, you know, is they're good at goalkeeping. Like, we've had some of the best goalies in the world, you know, could come from the United States, which is, you know, because you would think that's a position that they would probably be really proficient in, you know, because like the athleticism of like the American athlete that grows up.
Well, Mexico is.
Basketball, football, Mexico, soccer.
Yeah. Mexico always has good goalies. Like the one now, Memo Ochoa, like he's a legend, but bro, he's 38.
Right.
You know, and they need to find somebody to take his place. But when Gio Reyna scored, who's half Mexican, the place was really booing because he did that to them like 2 years ago.
Right.
And the American soccer team is like the American women. Like they have no, or like basketball players, they have no problem making fun of you like when they score on you. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, have you seen now in basketball and they score on you and they do the too little sign?
Yeah. it's funny.
But the Americans love putting it in the Mexicans' face, so it was very spirited. The Americans came out on top. Very good game, 2-0.
I missed. I haven't been watching this, but if you've been watching this, bro, I haven't seen Caitlin Clark play yet. Have you seen her play?
Yeah, I've seen her play.
Bro, she's doing massive numbers. Yeah. Like she did like 5.7 million on Monday night.
Yeah,
for that,
yeah,
no,
she's a superstar. Yeah, she's a superstar.
Which is kind of weird, you know. Like
she's likable too.
Right. And the funny thing about it is, though, I think people are mistaking like the popularity of like women's basketball. And it's not women's basketball. It's the fact that we have a phenom that's like breaking all the records and like this is an attraction. And
she's an attraction. Like in UFC, Conor McGregor used to be an attraction. And not only that, they did a very smart marketing. They had her in the All-Star game shooting with Curry.
Right.
She took him to the limit.
Right. She did.
You know, it wasn't like he destroyed her. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, they've done a real – but let me tell you what's really fascinating to me. The beast, the gold standard, football, NFL said, why is basketball just going to be for fucking – it's December, and now they're going to have two games on Christmas.
Yeah.
How incredible is that?
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Christmas.
How incredible.
I love that, though. Bro, because seriously.
Yeah.
How many times, especially Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Well, they had fucking – Christmas Eve was always like the single most boring night of television. It's like and everybody's home.
Because everybody assumed everybody was away, and so there was nothing good on TV.
Or that they didn't program anything. Like they were like, but you think like everybody's home. Well, put something on. Like put a football game on or bad, like, you know, we want to watch something.
Well, they got good numbers. They got good numbers this year. They said, you know what?
They did, yes.
Only that, listen to this. You're gonna love this because I'm loving it. From December 21st. Listen to this, Disco. From December 21st to the 30th, which is like almost 10 days, eight days will have NFL games.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And
that's awesome, though.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Well, you know what, boys? It's the new year, and you know you should be back into the swing of things with your health and fitness routine. Hopefully that means you're using world-class nutritional supplements from Legacy Sports Nutrition. Whether it's bestsellers like TestX9 Testosterone Booster, Recovery PM Sleep Optimizer, or the delicious salted caramel whey protein, you can be sure you're using elite-level products. Now, this show, K100, is the most used discount code ever at LegacySups.com, and we can't thank you enough for the loyalty to both Legacy and this show. Using that code supports our show and Legacy, which, as you know, is brought to you by Nick on Probation Aldis and Mickey James. Legacy wants to reward you, our K100 family. So every customer that uses code K100, that's K100, at LegacySups.com through the end of February, will receive a free water-resistant Bluetooth speaker while stocks last. That's awesome. So level up your performance, well-being, and mind with LegacySups.com. And don't forget to use the code K100 at checkout. And we're giving you a Bluetooth speaker for being a loyal members of LegacySups.com.
A free speaker, huh?
Ooh. What do you use, Joe?
Yeah, I definitely use the Recovery PM every night. I sleep way deeper. You wind up having these vivid type dreams. You're out like a light and you wake up and there's no fogginess or like if you use like some other sleep aid, sometimes you wake up foggy, but not with Recovery PM.
I've been using desiccated liver pills.
Oh, cool.
yeah, they've been great. Marcello, I feel great.
They're the reason we've been with them for 2 years.
Maybe three even at this point.
3 years. The fact that we have the most what?
With the most buys with our referral code. We beat everybody else, yeah.
All right. So this works. They have a whole array of supplements. Go check it out. You know, get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
Did you see in baseball who they're predicting to win the World Series? Who are the three preseason favorites?
It's got to be the I'm assuming it's the Dodgers, Braves, and Astros.
Right.
Exactly. And the Yankees are in there too.
The great thing is the pitch clock is quicker. Pitching changes are shorter, which I love. And mound visits are now reduced from 5 to 4. Okay. Yeah, we need to speed up the fucking game.
Right.
And the top news, Ohtani is now being investigated by a federal investigation.
Of course.
I doubt anything's going to happen, like we said yesterday. Juan Soto is a Yankee. He's been killing it in spring training. Mike Trout is finally healthy to start the season. Mookie Betts, full-time shortstop.
Speaking of Mike Trout.
Right.
Mike Trout took one inning, his first at-bat, to establish that he's ready for the season because he homered.
Right.
Okay, but we're going to get into a deep dive on.
I want to give you the top five batters before we get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Of what to me are the five top hitting teams? Okay, Philadelphia, Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Realmuto. Okay, those are the top four.
Right.
Houston Astros: Jose Altuve, Jordan Alvarez, Kyle Tucker, and Alex Bregman.
Yeah, that's really sure. Plus two, Kyle Tucker. It's a pretty high, surprising number. The bigger odds than I would have expected for MVP this year.
100%.
He's
100%. And Jose Abreu's fifth. Hopefully he can rebound because he had a bad year last year. Mm-hmm. Texas Rangers: Marcus Semien, Corey Seager, Adolis Garcia, and Evan Carter. Okay. Number two to me, that was number five. Number four. Number three, and this to me is the second best batting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers: Betts, Ohtani, Freeman, Will Smith, who they just signed up for another 10 years. Where are they getting all this fucking money?
Man, that's ridiculous.
Fifth is Max Muncy. Okay. This is to me the number one batting lineup in baseball. To me, the Braves: Acuna, Albies, Riley, Olsen, Ozuna. I mean, come on, dude.
Bro, it's just... The funnest thing I used to do last year, and I'm going to start doing it again this year, is on the gambling apps, you can do these same game parlays. And, the Braves would always have, at least two of those guys were hitting home runs every game.
Right.
And you put them together in a parlay, it pays, 5-4 or 5-1. Right. You know? All you got to do is hit, two a week. You know, if you play 7 days, you pick, Acuna and Olsen to hit a home run, okay, on that day. Just play that all week. You would hit you'd hit it twice. You'd win $1,000. You lose so you win $400.
Listen to this, which you already know it, but bro, last year they led the majors in runs scored, home runs, batting average, and OPS. Okay,
yeah.
And to me, this year's lineup is arguably better because you got a Kelenic replacing Rosario in left, right?
Right. Yeah, poor Rosario's on Washington now.
And you got Duvall back in the mix.
Yeah, we got Duvall back.
Yeah.
Bro, we have right. 11 guys that they can hit again. But guys got to sit every night. So we'll see.
Yeah, and if Sale is healthy, we'll look out.
Yeah, so we're going to do a early in the week, and we'll drop that early in the week, too. We're gonna
Sale, let me tell you this. Sale, to me, is one of the greatest pitchers I've ever seen when he's healthy, ever.
Yeah. We'll see what he can do, so.
Yeah. So.
I want to talk about this one thing real quick.
Yeah,
because it's on right now. But right. A couple days ago, did you see my Atlanta Hawks came back from 30 points down against the Celtics?
What do you mean, did I see it, bro? I had to sit through it.
That's what I'm saying.
And fucking, what's the leading scorer's name? Trae Young?
Uh-huh. He wasn't even
playing.
No, so they came back from 30 down. So they're playing again in Atlanta.
Yeah,
okay, tonight. It's one of those weird things that scared. The NBA is doing back-to-backs in the same town,
right.
Same on travel, right?
Same team,
But they're playing them again at night.
Yeah.
And Boston, because everybody assumed that they blew that 30-point lead, they're just going to kill this team.
Right.
They're 17.5-point favorite. Bro, they're going to halftime. They're only up by 4 points. Atlanta's giving them trouble again tonight as a 17-point underdog. So, I don't know. Maybe there's one of those. You know, you have your You have your boogeyman. They're lesser team. They always have trouble with it.
Or when you have a team's number, you know,
right?
You always have problems with this fucking team, no matter what.
Well, plus two, the Celtics are like to have a 10-game lead for the number one spot, right?
Right. They won and nine the Hawks, in a row.
The Hawks are trying to jockey out of that 10th spot to try to get to the 8th spot. So they've got far more. Like they're playing harder.
Right.
You know, they got far more motivation to play for these teams than the Celtics do. And I think that's what they're running into. But I just bet the Celtics in the second half, -6.5 points. So we'll see what happens there. So, we're also going to be doing it early in the week. We'll be dropping our baseball preview.
With our guest, Josh Towers.
With our Josh, if we can't get
resident,
Josh,
we'll our resident expert.
Yeah. So if we can't get him, we'll get Pat Kenny. So,
all right. So, that's been the sports. Boom.